Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, and Lomas, L-O-M-E-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit for anti-aging, all pushed together as if it were one word. Our panel does these calls in support of your TR90 efforts, and if you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, if you dial in to 712-775-8972, you can join us live, and we would be delighted to have you along with us. I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call, and I've been with the TR90 program since it was first released, which was, I want to say, about 13 and a half years ago, and these calls are archived back that far. And when you're first starting off with that TR90 program, well, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. But if you're not able to, and I will say in my personal experience, about 35 to 40% of the time, I was not able to decide when my meal was going to be, because as a substitute teacher, things happen and plans change. So I ended up taking my supplements with my meals. I still had good results. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day, and the closer you can get them to the source, the better. They give you macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, all those what I call the big bits. Your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals that many times work in synergy with each other. And the last thing is fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. So for good digestive health, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily for those same purposes. And if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving, because 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week is the bottom baseline minimum. And unless you happen to be doing HIIT workouts, in which case you're working harder and shorter periods of time, but do get up and get moving. You can do it in a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks. It can be whatever exercise you desire it to be. It could be a variety of different things, and it's whatever gets you excited, up and moving. And if you're exercising, then you need to start thinking about your hydration. Your baseline for that is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you start out with 50 ounces of water and you increase it from there, depending on how much body moisture you're losing, or if you're in a humid area, because you need to make sure you're staying hydrated. And the last thing that I have found in my many years of studying health and nutrition is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night is really important. That sets your brain up for making good decisions the next 2 or 3 days, clears out toxins, repairs muscles and tissues, stores memories, both muscle memory and brain memory. It just does a multitude of really fabulous things. So it's important to get that good quality sleep. So with that, I am going to finish sharing with you what I started yesterday out of the Science of Exercise, the Time Special Edition on Exercise. And the article I started out with was, flip back here to the beginning. I can actually, The Incredible Medicine of Movement by Jordan D. Metzl, MD. And this just came out, I would say in the last month or so. I picked it up because I thought, you know, this is always great to have additional information. So everyone can exercise. And I'm jumping in partway through this particular article because it was quite long yesterday and I didn't want to run over. Everyone can exercise. Thankfully, you don't need mega doses of this drug to get the benefits. A little goes a long way. The American College of Sports Medicine recommends 150 minutes of exercise per week. Just 30 minutes 5 days a week. Oh, does that sound familiar? That's part of our TR90 lifestyle. More is better, but this seems to be the sweet spot. Anything from brisk walking to jogging to hightailing it up the stairs counts. And the harder you're willing to push yourself, the less time you have to commit to enduring it. You can get away with half of the recommended dose of exercise by exercising at high intensity as the popular high intensity interval training, or HIIT. Nearly everyone can add exercise into their life, even people whose bodies have been through a lot. 11 years ago, along with 20 of my patients, I started a full body workout class called Iron Strength in the basement of a local gym. I found that the stronger I kept my own muscles, the fewer aches and pains I had in my hips and knees. So why not help my patients get the same results? Today, Iron Strength workout our free community program designed to bring fitness to the masses has grown from 20 to 1,000 people, sometimes more. We now hold them in outdoor spaces like Central Park or on the flight deck of the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York City. We even inspired physicians in other states and countries to start their own physician-led fitness programs. Having the doctor prescribe preventative health makes the message resonate. What started as a way to teach people to strengthen their muscles has turned into a program that attracts exercisers of all ages, sizes, and fitness levels. Regular attendees include people like Cheryl, who ran her first half marathon at the age of 62, and Ben, who was sidelined with chronic hamstring injury until strength exercises helped him heal. In one class, a 10-year-old, her 42-year-old mother, and 71-year-old grandmother were all doing the same exercises. The success of these free weekly classes proves that getting in shape doesn't have to be painful or expensive. When we surveyed participants last year, most said that they were coming back to class because doing it as a group made exercise social and fun. Exercise isn't just good for the body, it's also the power to engage and build community. And the next section of this is called A Fitter Future. As movements like this spread across the country, and as mainstream medicine slowly starts to catch up with the research, the hope is that physicians and health insurers can work together to educate patients about preventative health and find ways to incentivize exercise. If I had my way, medicine's four core vital signs, temperature, pulse, blood pressure, and respiration rate, would be joined by a fifth, step count, with a goal of 10,000 steps per day. It should be part of every standard medical chart, right along with height and weight. The interface of technology and health and the ability to assess movement have this information uploaded directly into the medical chart is a likely next step as the effects of movement on overall health become more clear. We must embrace exercise as preventative medicine because what we're doing now isn't working. In 2021, the U.S. spent more than $4 trillion with a T on healthcare, and most of that went towards treating diseases. Yet Americans aren't especially healthy. With an average life expectancy of 76.4 years, the U.S. ranks lower on this metric than almost every other high-income country, and below many middle-income countries. For both doctors and patients, embracing exercise is the key to driving these costs down and improving people's outcomes. One of the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, remote work provided mixed results with regards to movement. While some embraced having more flexibility and turned the extra time into more active pursuits, others saw a loss in daily step counts and a trend towards more sedentary behavior. The loss of daily movement will correlate to increased disease, such as heart disease and diabetes in the future. Eventually, exercise will be prescribed as real medicine, down to the dosage. Patients will be incentivized to exercise in ways specifically designed for them based on their age, fitness level, and interests. They'll be able to join virtual group classes, many of which have become more popular since the pandemic, and participate together, creating digital communities. All of these programs will encourage people to move more. There is no need to wait for healthcare reform to validate what science has already shown to be true, that exercise is a potential preventative medicine, far safer and more effective than any other drug on the market. Though plenty of people love it, it's a tougher sell for those who don't. Yes, taking a pill to lower cholesterol or blood pressure is easier than going for a run to meet the same goal. But remember, if a drug was invented that had all the benefits of exercise, people would fight to get their hands on it. As today's medical world advances at dizzying rates, it's equally important to get back to basics. Whatever your age, wherever you live, maximize your own dose of exercise. Get moving, keep moving, and don't stop. And a little bit about Jordan D. Metzl's background. He's a sports medical physician at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. In addition to his medical practice, he has written 5 books about the interface of medicine and fitness, including Dr. Jordan Metzl's, and Metzl is spelled M-E-T-Z-L, workout prescription, which was published in 2016, and created the Iron Strength Workout and Iron Strength Community Fitness Program to promote activity and wellness. And as I said, this was in a special edition of the Time magazine in the Science of Exercise that actually had on the cover Younger, Smarter, and Stronger. And I will be back again tomorrow. Frank's still not quite fully recovered from his surgery that he had last week, but he's definitely on the mend. I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have. Excuse me, as soon as I get us off of mute. Feel free to share any thoughts or comments you may have. And I want to wish you a great day. And if you're one of my quiet people and would prefer to send me a text, you can definitely do that to 503-502-4863. Just let me know you're part of the TR90 program. I'd be delighted to help you if I possibly can. And I want to wish you a great day. So there we have it, my friends. Why exercise is really good for us, and why we should be including it as part of our life prescription. And as I say, the more I study, the more I find things that dovetail in with that TR90 program. Tomorrow I'll probably be back to Eat to Live with the article out of Joel Fuhrman's book. And he is the founder of what the acronym called G-BOMBS, that's G-B-O-M-B-S, which stands for greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds. And just something to kind of remind you to make sure to get the things that will help give you that fiber and good health. With that, have a great week and a great day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.